Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click on where it says Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Might be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, the nephew. Subject, my wife keeps leaving me and coming back. She keeps leaving me and coming back. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 35-year-old man with two kids and a stepdaughter by my wife. I love my family, but I have come to a breaking point with my wife. For the second time in 4 years, she has left the home and cut off all contact with me and the kids. The first time she left, she ran off with a man that she met online. She bought a bus ticket and rode out west and didn't contact us for a month. Eventually, the guy dumped her and she reached out to me. I ended up sending her $400 for her to get back home. Earlier this summer, I was grilling and the kids were in the pool. My wife said she had to run to Walmart to get a few things. We have not seen her since then. The kids and I rode all around town looking for her that night and the next day. I kind of figured she'd left us again, but I didn't want to upset the kids. I filed a missing persons report with the police, and the police told me since she'd left before, they wouldn't open an investigation right away. I posted pictures on Facebook, and instantly I got all kinds of messages saying that she'd been seen around our city and a few cities close by. I wasn't surprised, and I waited for her to call home. After 45 days, she called saying she needs to come back home, and she is ashamed of what she keeps doing to the family. I told the kids she called and is ready to come home. They said I shouldn't let her come back, and we'd be just fine without her. We've been married 14 years, and I've kept the marriage together for the kids. But now they're saying to throw her and the whole marriage away. Do you think I should take their advice or give my wife one more chance? Please advise. Well, I mean, you know, the decision, of course, is ultimately up to you what you do. Should you take the kids' advice or give your wife one more chance? Is that what you want to do? Well, it's certainly not what the kids want you to do because they're sick of her. They really are. And they let you know so you can let yourself off the hook. They want you to stop feeling guilty about all this. Your wife leaving and coming back and running off with some man she met online and, you know, just not hearing from her, no contact for 40 days and a month, 45 days. What is all of this? And then you have two kids and one of them is her stepdaughter. She's sick of her mom too. They want a divorce from her. And really, so should you at this point. Your wife doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about the kids. And your kids, I don't know how old they are. You said they were in the pool while you were grilling. But I mean, they're cool just with being with you, Dad. I'm saying sorry here, but your wife is trifling and she's a horrible mom. I mean, is she on drugs or something? What is going on with her? Who just walks out on her family and comes back like nothing ever happened? I'm sure this is devastating for your children. I'm sure it is. Who does this? Why should they have to continue to go through this time and time again? They can't be secure. They can't, you know, they're unsure of themselves. And why should you have to continually go through this? Who can live like this? I just, you know, you never know from one day to the next if you'll have a mom or if you have a wife or not. I say pack her bags, put yourself and your kids out of this revolving door of a marriage and tell your wife that you and the guys will be just fine without her. She's selfish, and that's what the kids want you to do anyway. But unless you really want to do it, and I don't see why you wouldn't, I don't know. Don't let her back, okay? She's a source of misery for you guys. Steve?
Well, let me start by saying this to you. It ain't a good look when your kids are smarter than you.
Right.
You know, it just ain't a good look. Let me just start there, okay? All right, here we go. You're a 35-year-old man, got two kids and a stepdaughter. I love my family, but you had a breaking point. For the second time in 4 years, she done left home, cut off all contact with me and the kids. The first time she left, she ran off with a man she met online. She bought a... Who buys a bus ticket to ride out west? You know, like she in a western or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go west, young man. Fortune out there. And she left you for a dude that sent her a bus ticket. From a man that has a house with a swimming pool in it in the backyard grilling, she left you for a man that sent her a bus ticket. Your wife is not a bright person. The kids are. The wife is not. So let's try to make some sense of it. And she brought... Eventually, the guy dumped her. She reached out to me. I ended up spending $400 for her to get back home. Now, you obviously bought a plane ticket.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Oh, God.
Just hold it. Hold it. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, my wife keeps leaving me and coming back. We'll get into it right after this.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my wife keeps leaving me and coming back.
Yeah, she been doing it. Second time in 4 years. She done left. The first time she left with a man she met online, she bought a bus ticket and rode out west. I knew this relationship was doomed. Yeah. You meet a dude online, he's buy you a bus ticket. All right. Clearly, you care more about her than the dude online. Now, hit a good one right here. Earlier this summer, I was grilling. Kids was outside in the pool. My wife said, what did she... What happened at the Walmart?
This is bad.
The kids and I rode around town looking for her that night.
And the next day.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Then the dude said, because he got tuition, I kind of figured she left us again. I ain't want to upset the kids, so I filed a missing person report. Police told me since she left before, they wouldn't open an investigation right away. Then you put some pictures on Facebook, and everybody started calling you, telling you, I saw that heifer down at Earl Turner's.
Right.
Well, I saw her up at Abigail's. She was at the speakeasy Tuesday. Now she came in the tavern Friday. They just saw her everywhere, yeah. You know, she an old broad that go do country stuff. You know, this ain't no big city chick.
Oh, okay, because of the bus. The bus.
So I wasn't surprised, and I waited for her to call home. After 45 days.
So crazy.
This heifer called back home, says she's ashamed of what she keep doing to the family. Shirley said something right. Is she on drugs? Because this guy crackhead wrote all over it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me back it down a little bit. Is she on meth?
Mm.
Wow. Man, let me tell you what. When you see her, look at her teeth real good.
Why?
Because if you on meth, your teeth is shot.
Oh.
You ain't see the Tiger King?
Yeah. I saw him.
Oh, yeah.
His man. Did you see his mouth?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
His whole I don't care what your sexual preference is. You got to want somebody with some.
You'd have to.
Now, I told the kid she called and ready to come home. The kid said, don't let her come back. We just fine without her. You know you messed up when your kids don't want their mama no more.
Yeah. Ooh. Your blood daughter.
We've been married 14 years, and I've kept the marriage together for the kids. Now, this is interesting because now they're saying to throw her and the whole marriage away. Mm-hmm. So if she had a stepdaughter, the stepdaughter got to be at least 15. Because y'all only been together for 14 years. Mm-hmm. Unless she had the baby while she was on the bus trip.
She could have. She's plenty trifling right here. She is.
Do you think I should take their advice or give my wife one more chance? Let me ask you something, bro. Give your wife one more chance to do what?
What? Leave you
to
again?
Leave a third time?
Yeah.
Please advise. Brother, I don't even know why you're struggling with her. This is not a sign of a person that's no longer in love with you or her family.
Right.
She loves something else. Now, I ain't saying she on drugs. It do sound like drugs to me because she go on these binges. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with her, but the kids deserve better. You seem like a good man. You could probably get you a good woman.
Yeah.
Me personally, this is just Steve Harvey talking. Please don't tweet and Facebook me about my responses because, I don't really care no more. I really don't. I done got 63. I done got real comfortable with what I'm saying on this show. I divorced
her. In your own skin. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm divorcing her.
I don't think he has
real
much choice.
Yeah.
No, for real. I don't think he has much choice.
I'm divorcing her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not living like this. It's clear you don't want me and these kids. I don't want to keep sending the kids through it. And I want somebody to grill with me and the kids and be in the pool.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can leave your husband and your kids.
You will no leave me for somebody that bought a bus ticket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm throwed off at.
Right.
I can see if you came up. You didn't even go lateral. You just took a step down. You rode a bus out west.
We don't even know.
Probably just went west of the Mississippi. Ended up in Mississippi.
Oh wow! Just wherever. Yeah, this is crazy.
She's a bad woman. She's not a good person. I'm done with her. You do what you want to do, bro. But even the kids know.
Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.